right. Well, greetings to you once again in the name of the Most High. I greet you all out there amidst all that's taking place on this planet, on this earth, at such a time as this. Excuse me. Yeah, this is the thing about going live, is that when you do, there's no pause as such. So, you know, my voice is fine, and then I switch on the recorder, and then boom. Anyways, so bear with me for a second, but there's a lot to get into. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on in and around the world. And first of all, just want you all to be encouraged in all that's taking place, because you know, when there's times of transition that happen, things. You know, we've been, historically, people have been very spoiled by instant gratification. You know, they want something and instantly it happens one way or the other. And, you know, this is, we are, though we're infinite and eternal beings, experiencing this certain paradigm we're in right now, there are times of, and windows, I don't even like the word time at this point, but there's these windows of transition. And in the transitions that take place, there's a lot of things happening, and there's a lot of things that shift and move simultaneously. And maybe sometimes it might not be in the way that you have set expectation, but it doesn't mean that things aren't continuing to move forward in a particular way. So what I've been seeing in all that's taking place around this world at this time is so many places, so many different disciplines from people that are seekers of truth. And that's the common factor. The common factor is those that are seekers of truth, which may be in different disciplines, whether it's the sciences, whether it's spirituality, whether it's you know, even religion and people that are seers in those regards, people that are very good with the math and running the math and running the numbers and dates and things. But one thing that's happening is everything is converging on a eventuality. And this is what you're seeing, and this is what's fascinating right now, and things that line up with things that we've been doing, and things that we've been putting out from, I think, maybe even going all the way back to 2006. I mean, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute, all right? But things are coming together for something very specific, for something that is inevitable. Now, the question that you and I should have is how do we relate to those kind of things? Because right now, around the world, there's a lot of control structures that are falling apart because they're losing what they were designed for, which was control. Whether those are false medical systems that are not focused on health and healing of the body, but rather on the creation of a clientele, on the creation of repeat business and revenue streams over the lifespan of a patient. There's many, many things that are called medicine, relating back to, from what I understand now, the Medici, the Medici family in Italy. Yeah, those are. So there was a commerce aspect involved in the creation of modern day medicine, but there's many people that are within those structures that their goal is not to see you healthy and well, because then they don't have a customer. The goal is to treat you and to get repeat business. So it's not about health and wellness in the body. It's about repeat business and continuous treatment for a person. So, you know, this is where you just see control structures, governments. My gosh, how many are being exposed left, right, and center. People that created a certain narrative around themselves, and now they're being caught and drug out into the open for the lie that they are and the lie that they perpetuate, and the kind of decisions that they make that are not in the interests of their constituencies, but are in the interests of those that got them into power and those that control them. So we see now, this is the world, unless you truly don't want to see. Okay, if you don't want to see and you want to go with an illusion and a lie, then you can very much find a subset of people that want to surround themselves with the lie and perpetuate that lie and and reinforce that lie among themselves. But for those that want to see what's true and what's real and what's actually going on, then they can see it. It's coming up more and more and more. Now, reality itself is becoming more and more fluid. You can get up tomorrow and it can be a completely different day than it is now. Things can shift and they can change in an instant. you can go from a position of perceived weakness to incredible strength to something in between. Everything can change and shift in an instant. And this is where I want you to also recognize who you are in this equation and your ability to affect your experience. See, part of what the world system was designed to do was to keep you in a low vibration, low frequency, and to get your mind focused on a lot of temporal and meaningless things for the purpose of your creation being in those areas and your efforts being in those spots. And it's amazing because because so many other people are doing that same thing, creating based upon what they're being fed as a narrative around them. We don't recognize there's something wrong with that. We don't recognize that it can be better. We don't recognize that things can change. We don't recognize that things don't have to be like that. You understand? You don't realize that you can live an incredible life because everybody tells you that how bad life is. And so then you keep looking for how bad life is supposed to be around you and you keep trying to create that. Listen, when you take a step in the direction of what you truly believe and what you know to be true, things will unfold accordingly to manifest what you already know to be true. That's part of what faith is. Faith is you know it, you believe it, you understand it. You're not trying to work yourself up to something. It's what you know to be true. It's truth. And you know it to be true, and therefore you take a step in that direction. And then things unfold. Things manifest. Now, sometimes there will be challenges to your faith to test and see, do you really believe what you profess to believe? Do you really believe what you think? And that what that does is that continues to refine your faith. It continues to for you to come back with like, yeah, you know what? That is really what I believe. That is what I truly know. That is what is real, what is going to be manifest, what you understand. So you have to hold that. And, you know, it is that testing and it is that trying of your faith. And it has that persistence. Once you know and you understand certain aspects and then you persist in that, it manifests. And you will see the result in your life. And yes, there are certain things that we need to do, but sometimes I've also noticed too, when we try to make it about our personal effort and I'm trying really hard kind of thing, that's also not it too. You know, there's I relate back a little bit to my experience in sports. And you know, I there is this thing that we, you know, athletes talk about being in the zone. And I go back historically, and some of my best competitions, in fact, for sure, my very best ones that I can think of right now, races wise, when I swam those races, when I finished, I didn't even feel like I swam. It was effortless, and yet it was the very best experience that I had. There's something about being in that place where things flow, you know, and you can identify with it in different regards. When you see that, when you understand that, the people that were the most incredible athletes were the ones that could do and replicate that all the time, right? So they could do and replicate that place of being in the zone all the time. And those were the ones that just, you know, they just seemed to have that extra gear, that extra understanding, that extra intuition. Now, when it comes to the realm of the spirit, that's you. And what the world wants to do is to take you out of the zone. It wants to take you out of that place where you already know and understand. It wants to take you away from that and to get you like them, gritting your teeth and, gotta make this work. No, you can flow. Things can, creation can be light, can be fun, can be amazing, can be quite an experience. Something to look forward to. In the middle of a lot of things coming down right now and being exposed and the light coming in, there's also going to be a time of incredible creation as well. And there's going to be a time of incredible manifestation of so many things. And the things that seem a bit unsure right now, just listen. Those are not to be worried about. Okay? You're not like the world. You're not. You have the kingdom is within you. The king and his dominion is with and in you. You have that. They don't. With that, you have the power to create. With that, you have the power to manifest anything and everything. There is no limitation for you. This is why the world always works hard to get you to create your own limitations. There is no limitation for you at all in anything. You can do, be, and create anything. And you have to know and understand that. Because then you can do it. You can manifest it. You can be it. What would you do if there was no limitation? And I'm saying the word if, because I'm going to swap that out in a second. What would you do if there's no limitation? If there's no limitation, what would you dream? What would you create? What would you be? What problem would you solve? What thing would you manifest? How would you make a contribution? What problem in the world would you like to see ended? What would you do if there was no limitation to resource and people and expertise and all the supporting infrastructure necessary would be there to do? What would you do if there was no limitation? Okay, well, how about swap out the word if? What would you do since there's no limitation? What would you do? What will you do since there is no limitation? Will you persist? Will you overcome obstacles that might come up along the way? Or will you go along with the plan and the agenda of the world, which is to try to get you to feel and therefore act helpless and just wait for some sort of external solution just to sort of come your way. You know, why did Jesus tell you the kingdom was within? Well, part of the reason was that's where you look. Ask, seek, knock. You look within. Because the answer is already there. Why does the world try to get you to look without? Because you miss then where the answer is. You could go look without all over the place. You can look for it in religion. You can look for it in politicians. You can look for it in science. You can look for it in medicine and whatever, but always external. But if you miss within, then you won't find it. Because what you need is within you, not outside of you. Listen, you go within and then you manifest without. You go within and then you manifest without. What did Jesus say? For out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. First, it's within. Out of you flows without. Not the other way around. It doesn't start from outside and then come within. Okay? It doesn't come outside of you. It's already there within you. But you have to see what's there. So, all right, in the middle of all that's going on around us and around the world, very interesting times. I wonder if people are waking up to some of the insane narratives that have been pushed upon the people and the people have continued to accept. First, the whole mask issue. Now we're still, if you're listening to this in the future and this stuff is all cleared up right now, we're in the time of this podcast, we're in the middle of this whole COVID thing. Huge questions being raised around the world at this time about the agendas behind all of this. Because never in the history of the known history of humanity have people taken this type of response and allowed for this type of response to a health issue. Never shut down economies before. Never put people out of work like this before. Never taken these draconian steps, made law-abiding citizens the criminals, and punish them and set them, lock them up in their houses under house arrest with huge fines if they try to break it or do anything different. And if you come out, you've got to restrict your breathing with a mask that says on the box does not prevent COVID, but you got to wear it to comply with society. If you don't wear it, now they're telling people to wear two masks. Because, well, what happened to one mask? Did that work? Why two? Now there's science coming out saying that the masks are causing much more harm to people than good. That long external extended wear is causing respiratory issues by the re-entering into the body of all these things that the body would be expelling, impurities in your carbon dioxide, hello, to the point it's even coming down to 50% increase in dental issues. Because, and maskne, well, you know, that's all this acne breaking out around people's mouths. Yeah, look, when people say, oh yeah, but doctors wear this, and look, doctors and surgeons, you know how fast they swap out these things? Like, every time they go in to see a patient or into an OR or anything, it's always a new temporary mask that's, it's on and it's off and it's thrown away. If everybody was doing that, we'd have a waste crisis. But no, this is not what people are doing. People are wearing this, and even then it's not good. Even then there's studies about external extended mask wearing among medical professionals that it wasn't a good thing. And that's with them swapping them out all the time. People wearing two masks continuously, holding in their carbon dioxide, rotting their teeth in their mouth, getting maskne around their face because a politician decided that it was the idea that he wanted to push on his country. That's not right. And the reason that they do something like this, when even science historically has shown that it's much better to wash your hands, for example, but the reason they do something like this, this is about social control. It's not about preventing a disease, it's about social control. Because you can't see if somebody washed their hands, but you can see if somebody's wearing a mask. And if they're not wearing a mask, you can go after them. So the crowd and the mob gets to have a tool designed to force and punish reasoning minds and those that might dissent to the conditioning. It also gives them a very quick indicator, the controllers that is, of where they're losing the narrative and where they're losing the battle for them to take their next steps and their next actions. You see, sometimes, I don't know if people realize this, but sometimes the things that you see, there's other reasons that people do stuff. If certain products sell in a market, it'll tell you certain things about them. I've used this example before I think one of the shows with Zeph. So when I used to work in disaster management, North India, there's some of these villages where, and this was something I learned while I was there, that so these women have these gold bangles, right, that they wear. It's a part of their jewelry. It's very important to them. And if things get very, very bad in the home, what they would do is the last thing that they would do in these areas is pawn that gold jewelry. Other places in the world, one of the first things they do is pawn their gold jewelry. But in those areas, that was the last thing that they would do. So for an aid worker, if they went into some of these villages, and if the women were not wearing gold bangles, they knew that the situation had gotten very dire in those particular villages. Because it had come to that point where the women were not wearing that piece of jewelry that was very important to them because they'd sold it because they didn't have any resources left. So in a situation like that, somebody could go into a village and very quickly have an assessment of a lot of other things that were probably going on in that place. So you could assess very quickly, finances are strapped. That means that populations are much more vulnerable. That means that there's probably also a higher rate of potentially domestic violence taking place because people, when they're strapped for cash, a lot of times that turns into issues in the house and in the home. So you see how seeing in one thing could help you to infer very quickly a number of other things. So you could have a very quick way of making an assessment in a place based on experience. You could quickly understand what was going on in a place and the kind of interventions that might be necessary if you're trying to help people, just based off of one piece of information like that on spending a few hours in an area. So now let's jump forward to the mask. And mask wearing has nothing to do with the prevention of the spread of a virus at all, because it doesn't work for that. But it has a lot to do with training you. It has a lot to do with training the population. It has a lot to do with getting the people to accept a level of servitude and slavery. Not recognizing who they are, not moving forward in their humanity, but accepting the position of a subservient under a dictatorial system. You know, this, there was a line my wife told me the other day. Somebody had said, if they just let us out, who is, you know, along those lines, and all these things that these people wanted to do, if they just let us out, how did it get to that? Who are these people that are telling you you can't go out? Well, can you get together with enough others to question that, to challenge that? See, this is also too where you see the danger of just letting somebody that is a truth speaker and is out there and doing the right thing, letting them go it alone. This is the danger. A lot of people, and I've seen this over the years, they just like to watch from a distance. They want somebody else to do it for them. This is that savior program. They want somebody else to do it for them. And they just watch from a distance. Oh yeah, I love what that guy says. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to engage? What's your contribution? You've got to ask that, because it is in the people themselves rising up, taking responsibility, and doing the things that need to be done. That's where you see things change. You know, okay, in the United States, the state of Florida, from my understanding, no masks. And all the rates of infection have dropped dramatically. Maybe if somebody wants to wear, you're a free will person, you want to wear something, go ahead, wear it. But let every person make an informed decision for themselves and be true to their convictions and their conscience. That's part of what it is to be a grown-up. You have to let people be who they are, to the extent that it doesn't damage and hurt another person. If you start to destroy another person's life, now then something needs to be brought into question and stopped, because you don't get to do that. Listen, we don't consent to the thieves and the robber barons. We don't consent to this draconian attempt to control our lives, our destiny, our journey. Not at all. We do not consent to that. We never asked for it. We never authorized it. We don't want it. We reject it emphatically. And we call upon everybody else who is like-minded, that values their freedom, that values their humanity, that values their journey of this life, that it is not here to be a battery for a bunch of psychopaths. We call on those people to continue to come together, continue to mobilize, continue to learn, and take what you learn and do something with it. Engage proactively. Have the right information. Do the right thing. Take the right steps. You know, something that gets a bit frustrating for me sometimes is when I've tried to do certain things up front, tried to help people, and they don't listen, and then you see the train wreck happen later. It's tough. You know, in the world of disaster risk reduction, one of the things that happens there is for the efforts that you spend, and there's actually a dollar amount, that for every for every dollar you spend to reduce the risk, you save $9 in response work. So if you put a stoplight at an intersection, you will save, you know, $9 from having to pick up the pieces of the cost of doing that for a city versus the cost of having to send the ambulance and send the tow trucks to the cars that get smashed together and all the other implications of that. So a bit of risk reduction saves a lot in the response. But the thing is, when you do that kind of work, if you've done it well, people don't know that you were there because the disaster never happened. And what I'm seeing now in places that I have been, in places that I have worked, and places that we tried to bring solutions and they didn't accept them or they delayed on them. Because listen, delay is also a rejection. When you know the thing that you can and should do and you don't do it, that's a rejection of it. Stalling is not acceptable. If you know the thing you need to do and you don't do it, that's wrong. If you know the thing you need to do, then do it, and do it now. Don't delay. So when people delay right now, because we were involved in Texas, and just watching what's happening right now with the freezing, and a lot of critical infrastructure having problems there right now. And while this can all be solved, it could also be much, 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 much worse. And I hope this is a wake-up call. Around the world, all over the place. Listen, there's a few things you can do at any given time to make sure that you and your family and the people that you love and care about around you are okay. Just in general, just think about and plan for a couple weeks at any given time. Most things are solved within 3 days, but just if you can sort basic provisions for you and your family for a couple of weeks, in most cases, things will be resolved and restored. But keep that kind of situation updated and be prepared. Because nobody would have expected something like the issues they're having right now in Texas to happen in Texas. But they're happening. So now, you know, unnecessary hardship for some people, but important lessons if people will learn them. Well, there's a big lesson here with all this crazy COVID stuff. The attack on healthy populations around the world by people with experimental, they, you can't even call them vaccines. Experimental substances. They've not gone through 10 years of development. They've skipped all the safeguards. They're all being issued under emergency use authorization, which means that you cannot force anybody to take any of this stuff. It has to be completely and 100% voluntary with informed consent. People also need to know the risks and they need to be willing to take those risks upon themselves before they take anything. And by and large, what you're seeing, what it looks like, is human trials. Horror stories of what's coming out and not being reported in the press. But it's out there. Listen, just because it's not being reported in the press doesn't mean the information is not getting out there. It's just not in the mainstream because they're part of the system. But people are sharing their experiences. And it's getting out there. And it is horrifying what's happening to people. Much more horrifying than any type of COVID narrative. In my opinion, and I'm allowed to have my opinion. I'm allowed to speak what I see and understand. I have that right. And I will use it. And I'm fine with it. And if you're listening to this and you're a human being, you should be supporting that. Silencing people that you don't like is not an answer. Have an informed conversation. Learn something. Share something. So, yeah, you know, as we continue to move forward, turbulent times, but also incredible times. Hold space for what's true, for what's real, for what you know needs to be on the horizon. In both your personal experience as well as the experience of humanity. Save America, change the world. I still, those are important words. Save America, change the world. All right? Okay. I'm encouraged. You guys be encouraged too. And with everything that's going on around you right now, listen, don't worry. All right? Don't worry. Things will be what they need to be. And you can only do your part when it comes to other people. People have to choose to wake up for themselves. If they reject truth, they do it to their own peril. You are responsible for you. So start there. Once you have dealt with certain things within yourself, do what you can to help others. Alright? You can do both simultaneously, but don't leave the inner work undone. There's things that need to be resolved. Go forward as a whole person. This is an amazing time to do that. Alright. Okay, we love you guys. Drop us an email anytime. You're always welcome to faithmix@gmail.com. Bless you. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. Be encouraged. And yeah, things are good. All right? All right, love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.